Good to see you here this afternoon. Anybody see this guy on the Moody Blues cruise last year? Yeah? I thought so. Well, you know, for quite, I'm not going to say how many years, but a long time, he's been a wonderful songwriter and a teller of tales. He's here with us this afternoon. Will you please welcome Al Stewart?
Kurt Vonnegut Jr. Anyone like him? Anyone read his books? And it's set in outer space. If you haven't read Sirens of Titan, there's no way you would understand a single word of that. But I've realized over the years that people don't listen to the first song, they're just looking to see how old you are. So I do my most incomprehensible song first. All right, so now we need a flute player, and I believe there is one somewhere in the auditorium. So let's see if we've got a flute player. Can anyone play the flute? Did anyone see me last year when I was here? Okay, that screws up my really funny introduction. That's a real bummer because I love this introduction. Okay, I'll do it. It's a way of explaining what this song is about, and it concerns the journey to the South Pole undertaken by a lot of people at the beginning of the 19th century, and one of them was Robert Falcon Scott. And he went all the way to the South Pole. He got there second. He was supposed to get there first, but he didn't. And he died on the way home, which made him a national hero, because in England it's much more important to die attempting to do something than to actually succeed in doing it. So he was followed by an Irishman called Shackleton, and he made three attempts on the South Pole, never got there. Now, both of these characters are in the next song, and you would think, because it's called Antarctica, that that's what it's about. But I'm tricky. My songs are not what they seem to be about. And this one is an extended metaphor about a very cold woman who wouldn't sleep with me. And if you listen closely to it, you'll get it.
Thank you.
well. This is our special guest tonight, and he plays all manner of different instruments. This is Mark Vasissa playing the flute. He's going to play something completely different in the next song. Somewhere back in the past, I was listening to popular music, and I realized there was a vacancy. There was just a spot that nobody wanted to cover, and it was history. And I spent my entire life reading history. So I thought, well, what the hell? I'll make historical songs and see what happens. And I can tell you two things. One is that you don't get to be Elvis Presley that way. And two is that it beats the hell out of teaching it in high school. So this is an overall view of my journey through time. And it goes like this.
Time passes. Buy me a ticket.
their solos, just so she knows. Some of them become unbounded and leap into the air when you clap their solos. I discovered a long time ago that nobody claps lyrics, and unfortunately I chose to become a lyricist, and okay, that was a bad career move. Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay, this is a song about being seduced in a hotel in Portland, Oregon, which is it's a common theme. Everybody writes about the same thing. Because everyone has the same experience when they go to Portland, Oregon. And since I started saying this, the tourist population in Portland has doubled and tripled. You told the man in the Broadway hotel, nothing was stranger than being yourself. And he replied with a tear in his eye, love was a roll away, just an unfold away. Missed on a summer's day, nothing was clear. Love was a smile away, just a defile away. I saw it everywhere, no one came near. You asked the man for a room with a view. Nothing was said as he stared at his shoe. And he replied as he gave you the key, love was a roll away, just an unfold away. I saw it everywhere, no one came in. Alone in your room you hide, and the night goes by, and the street outside. Thank you. write about history, it's you feel like you're not part of the main pop culture. It's not something that gets played on the radio. But every now and then, because this jockeys don't listen to lyrics, every now and then one breaks through. And this is a song about the Rhodesian crisis, the decline and fall of the British Empire, and all kinds of other things. And it was actually a hit. God help me. I don't know why. Josh Solomon playing the guitar tonight. We've got a lot of guitar players on this cruise, and a lot of great guitar players. And I suppose when I was about 15, I thought, oh, it'd be wonderful to be a virtuoso guitar player. And so I was living in a thatched cottage, in a 400-year-old cottage in the middle of nowhere in England. And I looked around for someone else who could play the guitar. There was only one person who lived 2 miles away from me. And he was 15, and we caught the bus together, and his name was Robert Fripp. The For those who don't know, he formed a band called King Crimson. And so Fripp said to me one day, well, if you really want to play the guitar, you should take lessons and I'll teach you. And I said, okay, fine. So I took 10 lessons and it hurt my fingers so much. Fripp wanted to teach me jazz chords and they're next to impossible for my fingers to play. And I was going insane. I eventually said, Fripp, I don't want to do this. I want to be a lyric writer. He said, well, there's no future in that.
You know, your words are going to be rich 1,000 years from now.
We stayed friends, and we're as unlike as it's possible to be, but over the years we've stayed in contact. And so I'd like to do the jazziest thing I know, which has, I think, maybe 3 chords, all of which are simple. And it's in honor of Robert Fripp, my first guitar player, first guitar teacher.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Got your ticket and your hotel keys and your overnight bag at your feet. Backing down on the tropical trees while the Spanish maids pick up the sheets. Conquistadors clutch of gold for all the chapter reasons. The Midas shadow that's so hard to please just follows wherever you go. Nothing virtuous, nothing gain, they said. Oh, you play for the winner takes all. Toss the dice high up and cringe your head to see how the numbers would fall. You stole the game so easily. You lock ground with the season. Just follows wherever you go. It's unnecessary but fun. Yeah, we'll do a historical song. I had a request for this song, and I didn't play it last year. It's called The Road to Moscow. Oh, yeah, it's the drink of the day. This is fantastic. I woke up this morning, and we all have these little things, you know, describing what, you know, we do today, and the drink of the day is called Road to Moscow. And it's... I tasted it. It's fantastic. It's absolutely wonderful. Probably a lot better than this song, but I'll do it anyway.
You'll never know, you'll never hear us.
The evening sings in a buzz of amber Madonnas, surely coming. The morning road leads to Stalingrad and the skies. Softly humming. Broken tigers are far in the night. Fling the souls to the wind. Oh, I'll wait till the line for the final approach to begin. It's been almost 4 years I've carried your gun. A moment long must be spring. Zombies drum kit behind, and reminds me, I've known Colin Blunstone for probably 45 years at this point. Do see the Zombies, they're wonderful. Well, no one told me about her. Wish he left. I wish I could sing it like he does. But so we'll do a song about reincarnation, because everybody does that too. And this one's puzzling. if you write songs, I don't know how, a lot of people just put on a drum machine and go, ooh, 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 ooh.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. And actually, that is how you write hits. And somehow or other, I've never actually picked up on that. I don't know how they do it. So, this is a song about traveling around in circuses and theatre groups 1,000 years ago in Spain and France, which I assume I did. I have no... I have no empirical evidence about that, but one can dream. couple of zombies, mate, and they're friends of mine, so I don't want to overrun them. Okay, so how did it all begin? What
so
began
sorry.
With this? Anyone know what that is? Yeah, I mean, I was 13 years old, and I was begging my mother to buy me a guitar because I was a huge fan of Duane Eddy, and he was the guy that, you know, played Peter Gunn. But she didn't, because she thought I was joking, and she bought me a ukulele. So, so my version of Peter Gunn sounded like this. Even at 13, I knew that wasn't right. Anyway, if you flip forward lots of years, I eventually ended up in America on my first ever tour. And I was opening for Linda Ronstadt. And it was, it was 1975, we went all over America. And there was a guy, a piano player in my band, and he kept playing, every sound check we did, he played the same chords, and they were these. And that's pretty, you know. And I thought, that's really pretty. But then he added one note. This is what, music is so strange, it's so weird. You add one note, it changes the world. This is the note. That note changed my world, because it then became... And I said, that's even prettier, I like that. Can I write some lyrics to it? And he said, no. He said, it's an instrumental. And I said, not for long, not if I have my way. So I turned it into a song. This is the song. She looks at you so coolly. All right. on the terrorist's cigar. You throw away your choice and lost your ticket, so you have to stay on. Drumming the streets of the night remain in the rhythm of the newborn day. Thank you very much. Oh, thank you, and enjoy the rest of the cruise. Thank you very much indeed.